Welcome back to Sauce on the Side. How's it going, guys? How the hell are you? Before we begin, I can't believe I forgot to tell you this.
Okay, go on.
Let this be a public service announcement. You know, Instagram has the repost functionality.
Yes.
Ladies and gentlemen, please check now. Take your phone out now and check what you have reposted. Last night, I need to be careful because I can't reveal this person's identity.
Okay.
One of my posts from the last few days has gone super, doing big numbers, right?
Brilliant.
And a former sports player replied to it.
Okay.
To my story about it, saying hilarious or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know this man.
Okay.
I don't have a friendship with him, but he was a very well-known international sports player.
Irish. Okay.
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 I then just went onto his page because I don't know, I don't fraternize with him, I don't know, but I was like, oh, you know, I just went onto his page. And pictures of him, his kids, lovely, lovely, lovely. Rugby is a sport, by the way.
Shock.
And I didn't even try and do it, by the way, because I was distracted doing something with Rosie.
Yeah.
And then I clicked the repost button to see, which reveals the things that he has reposted. The most recent three, man.
Oh God.
Tits McGee. Just breasts. Free, like only fan models.
What?
Well, like, you know, like nude model-y bikini picture.
Yeah.
Obviously, they're not fully nude because it's Instagram, but yeah. There's like, it's very much like she's got like drip emojis in the caption. It's like, are you ready, boys? And then it's like the boobs.
Oh my God.
Do I message him and say, mate, I don't know you, but I'm going to do you a solid here. You need to go into your reposts quickly and just delete them because you have... Like, I'm not going to try and act all virtuous and act holier than thou. Men and women and consuming pictures of things they find attractive. That's the reality.
Yes.
Okay? That, you know, everybody... The other day I was at home, right?
Mm-hmm.
Darren's getting into Love Island.
Okay.
Unbelievable this.
Right.
And she was like, I watched one episode with it. And then she was telling me about something next week because, of course, Charlene Murphy's got into blah, 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 all the rest. And I was like, oh, yeah. And then she was like, but I think that's the person with Lorenzo. And I was like, who? And she was like, I was like, sorry?
Oh.
Sorry, Darren? And then she was like, Anyway, she's allowed to find people hot.
Of course. I think
if you're acting like people don't find people hot, you're going to get into trouble.
Yeah.
Either way, do I call him and say, listen, mate, I don't know him. Do I just DM him and go, mate, I know that you don't know me, but I... Like, what do you do then?
Let him bleed.
No, I don't think I can.
It's every man for himself.
It really is. Out here in the performative male Olympics.
I love
In the performative male Olympics, on the top you've got Quilty McQuilleen or whatever that spoofer's name is. Can't. Don't even get me started. I can't. Closely followed by Stuart Mackey. I just can't, actually. The worst form of Olympics. Anyway, no. Nevertheless.
They're just going to be searching for every major Irishman there.
Serious one today.
Okay.
This actually is a serious one.
It is.
So, I received this message, and I'm bringing it to you as we always do, because I'm going to let you guys be the judge, juror, and or executioner.
Mm-hmm.
It's interesting because, of course, Michael's been on his journey. But anyway, guys, I'm just going to read it out to you, and let me know what you think. Will I give you my judgment first?
Read it out, and then I'd say give your...
Okay. Firstly, you're very welcome to Sauce on the Side. It's our little bit extra at the beginning and the end of the week just to keep you going, to whet the appetite. Mm-hmm. And the Sauce on the Side can be absolutely anything, by the way. So if you have any ideas or recommendations or things that you'd like us to roast, review, ridicule or watch, get in touch with us and we'll make an episode of Sauce on the Side.
Absolutely.
Now, so I received this message.
Yes.
Mark, I was debating sending you this, but my husband says you'd want to hear it. I have always struggled with my weight, was on Operation Transformation on RTE a few years ago, but haven't managed to keep it off. Last summer, my sister-in-law got me to do some bike classes with her, but I didn't keep them up. She was a bit cold with me then because she's trying to shift weight too. In January, I started Ozempic and Mark, have never felt better in my skin. Decided to keep it to myself for plenty of reasons. Fast forward to last night when I get a text from a friend of mine to say she ran into my sister-in-law up at the gig in Marley in Dublin. Who's at Florence last night?
Florence last night.
I can't believe I didn't go to that. Yeah. I'm an idiot. I don't do enough. I do too much talking. Friend mentioned my recent weight loss and how proud she was of me.
Okay.
The sister-in-law takes out her phone where she had taken picture of the inside of our fridge.
Jesus.
And shown her the Ozempic. I had no knowledge she took this pic or when, and I'm fit to cut her off entirely.
Jesus.
So, first things first, I loved Operation Transformation.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think it should have gotten cancelled. I thought it was a great show.
Yeah.
Really uplifting. The only time probably I've cried watching terrestrial TV in the last decade was Operation Transformation. Mm. Maybe I'm wrong in that. Mark, this is really tough. GLP, are they all GLP-1s?
So GLP-1s are the first genesis or the first grouping.
Okay.
GLP-2s have another active agent, which is your Mounjaro.
Okay. So this is a person who has a long-term history of wanting to lose weight.
Mm-hmm.
And struggling, but making attempts. She goes into a TV show, all the rest. Her sister-in-law is trying to shift some weight and they start doing a couple of biking classes, which she doesn't stick to. She then decides to go on Ozempic and that's worked and she's lost a lot of weight and she feels great. That's beautiful, right?
Fantastic.
Then the sister, okay, taking a picture in somebody else's house is completely outrageous.
Mm-hmm.
Is absolutely unforgivable as far as I'm concerned. Your house is your sanctuary. It is your private. It is the most... Until you know the way they say with like happiness? With happiness, with money, with anything, until it's gone, you don't realise how much you had. Do
yes.
you know what I mean? Or how happy you were, like how good you had it. I believe like with the house, you don't realise how valuable and how treasured your personal space is until it's compromised by way of like a potential intruder or even just a guest that's overstaying their welcome. Like your home is your sanctuary. And for somebody to come into your house and to be, whatever about having a nosy around, that's part of it, especially if it's in the fridge.
Mm.
I didn't realise they were kept in the fridge. That's yeah. my arthritis drugs are in the fridge.
Yeah, I think any like injectable medicine, like... Yeah.
Anybody out there who's travelled with medicine, I'm travelling next Wednesday and I've got arthritis drugs. How do I do that? Because it needs to be kept in the fridge. It's Humira is the name of it. Obviously I'm not going to take medical advice as such, but in terms of the transportation of medical advice, let me know. It's just like a syringe and it needs to be kept in, like on ice. Also an extra kidney. Nevertheless... taking a picture in somebody's house is not good. That for me is a massive betrayal. Now, then saying that, okay, she was probably drunk. If she's drinking at the festival or at the concert, saying it to the friend, she clearly feels very personally slighted.
Yeah.
Should she? Like, Michael, you have done your own journey here.
Mm.
You definitely had people mention GLP-1s. I know we joked about it, but like...
Oh no, people were like, from the moment I started documenting my weight loss, people were getting onto me in DMs with no authority. On And like, I couldn't be more pro them. I think a lot of people have found great results and have changed their life for the better. And I am a huge proponent of that, right?
Mm.
But I don't think you should be pushing them unless you're a doctor or unless you are, you know, are qualified to speak about them.
But do you think that there's an obligation? So this sister-in-law's issue is that she didn't tell her.
I think where it becomes a problem for me, right? If you make a commitment with someone else who you're very close to try and lose weight together, the medication you take is your own personal business and you don't need to justify that to anyone. But by not telling her, the other person was potentially seeing progress that was being made that
yeah.
she wasn't. And it does create this strange sense of betrayal because weight loss journeys are deeply emotional. Like they are incredibly emotional. Mm. And
well, it's like even we've spoken about before in other contexts of getting sober.
Mm.
And there are loads of different ways to get sober.
Of course there are.
there are some ways of getting sober and of staying sober that, or sorry, less of ways of getting sober. I think anything that gets you sober is amazing, but I think there are certain behaviours in sobriety yeah. that I would be hugely opposed to.
Completely.
And I would struggle to thus reconcile with the sober person mm-hmm. because of those behaviours, shall I say.
Yes.
And particularly the sobriety that we're seeing online, there's some of that that I think is just dangerous, really dangerous, in fact. But sorry, that's me and my soapbox again.
No.
But so I suppose if you've made a formal commitment, right, like if I, for instance, we have our relationship when it comes to recovery.
Yeah.
If I started drinking non-alcoholic beers and not telling you, that's a bit of an issue.
Completely.
But then, sorry, no, I need to stop comparing everything to drinking because it's not the same. So it's not the same. So apologies. But if you've made a formal promise and a commitment to each other that you're going to lose weight together and go on this journey together, then I think she might say, look, I'm going to my doctor. I'm exploring other options. There's a chance. And like, let's be honest, by the way, everybody has discussed GLP-1s. I would say in the country over the last 18 months. I mean, after the year of my wedding, I put on a lot of weight. And ever since then, it's been super fluctuant up and down. And like, there's so many times I've said to Darren, will I just go on them? And she's like, you're fucking insane. And she stopped. For me, it just wasn't like, it wasn't an option, right? But so like, I do think that everybody is disgusted. So if they, I'd be surprised if it hadn't came up if they're on a weight loss journey.
Of course, but I do. And so either she has been deceitful by not being like, by either hiding something, or she has,
But again, it's her body. It's her choice. It's her decision. And like, something that we can say, both of us are well versed in having a complicated relationship with yourself.
Yes.
That is something that we both have decades of experience in, as I'm sure lots of listeners do too. So when you make a decision for yourself, there can be lots of fear around, like, is it going to work? How am I going to react to it? You know, blah, blah. Like with ADHD, although I know I went and then started talking about it loads. For so long, there was this fear. And like, I didn't tell my family because I was afraid that they wouldn't take it seriously.
Of course.
And lo, they didn't take it seriously. But you know what I mean? Like, you know, with these things, it's so personal that like, it is,
right? But I do think there's a challenge. I'll bring it back to myself because I think sometimes when you speak from your own perspective, you know, that's where you can make most sense. I very publicly document my weight loss effort.
Yeah.
If I were to go on a GLP-1 or two, I would be forthcoming about that because I would feel obligated if I'm going to present a certain, you know, process or front, I'm going to give you everything.
Okay, well, let's call a spade a spade. I think that there are lots of people in the industry, in the entertainment industry, in the media, and not in the media, who are using GLP-1s and not telling people. And I know that there's definitely anger around that because I can see comment sections and it's appalling. Well, again, it just comes back to people feeling like that they can comment on other people's bodies. Do you know what I mean? And I think also what it does reveal is this fundamental thing of like, oh, they're cheating. It's like, well, hold on. Cheating, my issue is, right, that cheating suggests that they're cheating in order to win. And in order to win, we're suggesting that being thin is the win.
Mm.
And that fundamentally is the fucking problem with the way that we view weight in this country. And due to societal expectations of like that, the race is always to get thin.
Of course.
And actually, everybody wants, no more than everybody wants to get rich, everybody wants to get thin. Isn't that it? So like, however you get there is like, if you're cheating, you know what I mean? Whereas actually for lots of people who have been bigger, taking the GLP-1 has transformed their health. And obviously losing weight is a byproduct of that. But there are lots of, okay, I'm going to run out of road here because I don't have any sort of scientific degree. But what I will say is, before I go on, for too much longer, taking this picture is shocking. I'm not a fan of that. And then ridiculing her to friends is, what are you doing? They are not the behaviors of a friend.
Yeah.
No matter what the perceived slight is, okay? They are not. If I was taking something, I'm trying to think about, again, I don't need to bring everything back to me and you, but if there was an example that I was to do to you, or if I thought that you were showing anything around me to people or friends of mine,
yeah,
sneering, I would be like, that is just so hurtful, particularly if it's something that you knew that I'd struggled with.
Of course.
You know? So I don't know if I'm so genuine. I'm not trying to be Mr. Lord knows I don't sit in the fence very often. I think it's complicated. I think you need to have a very good conversation. But I think that the sister-in-law has done something very unfair by bringing shit to your friends. That's not for you. It's not for you to say. I know somebody recently who was at a wedding, and there was, I've choose my words vaguely here, but the wife of another friend of ours decided to tell other, announced to the table what somebody else's pregnancy journey was like. And it's just fucking unforgivable. And it's like, it is not your place, is the bottom line. So there's your sauce on the side. If you like it, please continue to slide.
Oh.
No, I need a catchphrase. We need a catchphrase for sauce on the side. Guys, happy Tuesday. Have a great week. It's a pleasure to be here. It's a pleasure to call this work. Hope you're doing okay. Hope you're adapting to the more normal weather. And we will see you tomorrow for the weekly roast. All the best. Peace.